welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you're listening to Storage Radio. I'm in studio with John Hilliard. He'll take you through this week's top headlines and tell you about his favorite blog post of the week. Before that, I'll talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor, about this week's top story. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling in.
It's great to be here with you.
Great to hear from you, and let's go right to HP. What is going on? I'm looking for a little background here, and let's talk about the latest news. People are talking about HP maybe challenging Amazon because of the way they're going to roll out their new cloud object storage and cloud content delivery network. So what did they do this week?
So this week they went live. They had been in beta with their cloud object storage and their cloud content delivery network. And, you know, what they're doing is a little bit kind of like what EMC does with Atmos, is where they want to supply the cloud infrastructure to service providers. They're not really selling the service to end-user companies. They're selling it to providers who will build cloud services around it. So, but the interesting thing about HP is that they're doing this almost exclusively through partnerships. They're not really using their own technology. Like, they're getting, you know, the key part of the object storage cloud is coming from OpenStack technology, which is open source technology. And they're using, say, they have TwinStrata. They're using their gateway to move data for some customers. So, you know, HP is a company that spans almost every area of IT when you look at their product portfolio. Yet with this cloud offering, they're doing it through partners. So I think that has a lot of people confounded. They're not the only ones who are doing it. You know, Dell and IBM, you know, they haven't done a whole lot with the cloud yet either.
Dave, those are all great points. I got a chance to talk with Andrew Reichman from Forrester, someone you quoted today. I remember at the Dell show, he was saying, I just would expect Dell to quickly try to take a shot at Amazon because they've got the infrastructure capabilities. Is it that HP beat them to the punch?
Well, they did here first on the storage side. Yeah, I mean, this is ahead of Dell. Dell doesn't really have this similar offering. They're at this point now where, you know, it doesn't matter. The major cloud infrastructure guys are the Amazons and the Googles and, to a lesser degree, Microsoft. And the normal infrastructure players, the HP, Dell, IBM, guys like that, are trailing, and they're just getting in the game now. So, HP's in it with, you know, partners. They put together, all their products and technology from other people. So I do expect when Dell does get in, that they will use more of their own stuff. But, it's still early in the cloud, so there is time. But, Amazon has a big lead on all of these guys.
Does anyone think that HP could really take a chunk of their business?
I would say at this stage that I would think the sentiment is probably against HP. I don't want to say nobody thinks they can, and I don't want to rule them out because they are an awful large company. But Amazon and Google and Microsoft have a big lead on them here.
Okay, well, we'll see if they got in on time and how the HP Cloud Object Storage project rolls along. Dave, thanks so much for keeping track of all the best storage news for us.
Okay, I will talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I'm going to toss it over to John Hilliard, who has this week's top headlines from across the group.
Thanks a lot, Ellen. First up is networking startup Seago, which was bought by Oracle this past week. The larger company eyed Seago's software to help it address the growth of server virtualization in networks. Seago was developing software-defined networking technology that would allow servers to connect to any storage or network device. Oracle didn't disclose just how much it paid for Seago, nor did it announce any immediate plans for its new IP. However, Oracle did say that it would continue to support Seago customers. The deal is expected to be formally completed in October. And Fusion.io announced the release of its upcoming Ion Data Accelerator software for later this year. Now, this is a move that could put the company in direct competition with EMC's upcoming Project Thunder as well as other flash-based storage systems. Fusion.io said its software can create a shared storage appliance out of a server using one of the company's I/O memory flashcards. Customers would then be able to move databases to card memory for improved performance, according to Fusion.io. And speaking of solid-state storage, HP has a new entry in this space with an all-SSD option for buyers of the company's 3-PAR 10,000 storage system. Now, before you get too excited, buying a purely solid-state storage system will not be cheap. HP set the starting price for a 3-PAR with all SSD in it is $350,000, which includes 1.5 terabytes of space spread out on 1,600 gigabyte drives. HP said the array's upper storage limit is 1 petabyte. And reportedly, the cost for a petabyte of all solid-state storage would, quote, depend on the configuration, according to HP. Now, I don't know, but that might be corporate jargon for pinch your pennies. And finally, here at SearchStorage.com, loyal readers and listeners know that we talk an awful lot about data and disaster recovery. It can get a little, well, gloomy, covering all the ways that an organization can fall into an information abyss. So it's fun to report on a company that not only proactively looks to prevent problems, but has a sense of humor about it too. Via Ars Technica, we learn of Netflix's Chaos Monkey, a piece of software used by Netflix to create fake attacks on the company's network, including disabling some of its storage systems. You should definitely check out the story on the Ars site, which details how the program is able to keep the site's engineers sharp by repairing simulated damage to their network. Not so worth checking out? The creepy monkey photo that Ars has run with the story.
Okay, it's a clever name. Is it working?
Yes, Netflix says that it's been very successful. They use it thousands of times a week, and it really keeps their engineers sharp.
But I won't be running Chaos Monkey at home.
No. This is definitely for the geek audience out there.
Thanks so much, John.
You got it.
That's it for this week's Storage Radio. Tune in next week, and for more detail on any of this news, check out searchstorage.com.